Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, October the 12th, Friday, October the 12th, 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time as I can explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. And today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about this kingdom living, this kingdom mindset, the result of being in the kingdom, the result of establishing your own kingdom frequency or your own kingdom mindset, which is what we've been talking about as I've been talking about the new series that starts on October the 15th. That talks about geomagneticism, if you want to use that term, or how to reconfigure the air, or how to reconfigure the divine or divinity. That's what some people call geomancy. That starts again on October the 15th. You definitely want to be a part of that as we help to establish how to live a heavenly lifestyle. So when we talk about how to live a heavenly lifestyle, we're talking about the results of the first two pieces of the puzzle. That are the three pieces that establishes the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. So as a Kingdom Millionaire, the ideal is to be a spiritual businessman or woman. The ideal is to have both. What everybody told me at the beginning that could not be done, I've done. That is to combine spirit and to combine what some people call, now remember, most people say you cannot combine science and spirit. You can't combine science and spirit. You can't combine the world, and you can't combine earth. Now, Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Yahushua is the first God-man, if you want to use that for that term. He's the first in the order of Melchizedek, or the melanated chi of the Zedek. Now, the reason why this is so important is we talk about how to live a heavenly kingdom lifestyle. Because as a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, we are talking about, number one, establishing a kingdom mindset, because we know that your frequency transforms your body or your water. Your frequency, your mindset establishes your language. Your language then establishes your lifestyle. So there are some hindrance, some things that limit or prohibit your ability to operate in the kingdom lifestyle. And those things are living without your lot, without your share, or without your destiny. We call that sin. So living in sin hinders it. Number two, living with a kingdom mindset hinders it. Number three, living or being connected with or hanging out with lower vibration or an acidic environment, acidic people, or acidic diet, we call that ungodly, or we call that unheavenly, or I call that unkingly. So those are the three primary. There's other things, but the three primary things that limit your ability to walk in the spirit, so that way you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that is, number one, living without your lot, without your share, without your destiny. That's called living without purpose. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So if you are living without your purpose, that limits, that stops, that blocks you from walking in the spirit. Another thing that limits you from walking in the spirit is not having a kingdom mindset. Now, the Bible specifically states that some things are spiritually discerned. Now, Jesus himself said it is for some things are for you to know, but it's not for them. It's not for other people to know. So we know that the carnal mind cannot. The carnal mind cannot understand the spiritual mind. So to be carnal minded, according to the scripture, carnal minded, Romans 8 talks about the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the laws of God, the language of God, the mindset of God, and indeed it cannot even understand God. So to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So there is something about the kingdom mindset, the kingdom language, that establishes the kingdom lifestyle. So the kingdom lifestyle is a lifestyle of peace. Now, the way that we get to that peace is the seven P's that I talk about and been talking about, wow, for a long time. And so in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, we'll start with verse 5, it breaks down or it establishes for us some of the things that allows us to understand this lifestyle, this heavenly lifestyle. So now, a lifestyle is the day-to-day operations that you live in. Now, the reason why this is so important is because most people's day-to-day operations have not been, how can I put this delicately, considered. It's not something that we talk about. So the day-to-day oscillations, if you want to use that term, the day-to-day vibrations, meaning what is the minute by minute by minute? How do you live your life second by second? The environment that you're in right now, what is the quality of that environment? That's what I'm talking about. What is the quality of the environment that you live in? And how does that environment, how does that mindset compare to biblical peace? Because the peace that God gives is beyond the scope of understanding that it talks about in Philippians 4:8, I think it is. So a lifestyle, let's define it, a lifestyle. We're not talking about just, you know, hidden and missing. We're talking about a lifestyle. We talk about a way by which you, again, firm, fair, and consistent. We're talking about something that is consistent over time. It's not, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. That's only established by using a specific frequency or wave or vibration. We call that language, math, music, and language. That comes from maintaining a particular vibration or a particular mindset. So a lifestyle is a way by which you oscillate or you vibrate. Let me say it again. Extremely important. So certain things mess up your lifestyle. Because remember, what is it? How do we establish it? What is it? A lifestyle is a peaceful day-to-day operations. That's a lifestyle. Now, a lot of people have it intermittently. That's what I'm talking about. This intermittent lifestyle, that's good, but that's not it. See, in the kingdom, according to Romans chapter 5, let's book this down. Romans chapter 5 says, "For they that are after the flesh, they do mind the things of the flesh." Okay? That's not what we're talking about, because we're talking about the kingdom. We're talking about a kingdom mindset. We're talking about a kingdom language. And we're talking about a kingdom lifestyle. So notice that word kingdom is mentioned, or the word heavenly is mentioned. So now remember, as a kingdom millionaire, the way that you get, again, wealth, the way that you get health, the way that you get wisdom, the way that you get toe-curling relationships is that you maintain. It's not intermittent. Because whatever is intermittently in the brain is going to be intermittently in the life. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Whatever is going in and out of your brain is going to go in and out of your life. It's going to be there today, gone tomorrow. Come back on Wednesday, gone on Thursday. Come back on Saturdays, out on Sunday. So that's the start. You've got to start somewhere, right? But when you want to get to the point where you can walk in the Spirit, how do we do that? Get rid of these three things that hinder or block or prohibit your ability from oscillating or vibrating in the Spirit. Number one, it blocks it. Living without your lot, your share, your destiny. That's called your dear Keneal. That's called purpose. Number one, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Number two, an earthly mindset. Number three, ungodly companions. Those three dogs will not allow you to hunt. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Right now, you have one, two, probably all three of those in your life that prohibits you from oscillating or vibrating or walking in the Spirit. You cannot and you will not walk in. If you walk in the Spirit, you cannot, will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, another way of saying it is the lust of the flesh. It is the pride of life. It is the cares of this world. Those three things prohibit you from oscillating or from vibrating or from maintaining the frequency that changes water. And since you're made up of water, a frequency can change your body. And if it changes the molecular structure of the body, it changes, again, the secretions and the hormones that's released in the body. Let me say that again. According to Dr. Roy Raymond Rife, way back in 1800s, or however long it's been a while, Jethro Kloss. So Jethro Kloss wrote a book called Back to Eden, 1700s, 1800s, that talked about this same under open understanding. Dr. Emoto, present day. Dr. Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Tom Bearden. All of these, you know, what's another name I'm trying to think? There's a plethora of people, Nikola Tesla, who've established this. 369, what I was talking about, which is what we're going to be talking about in the next series, which is basically simply understanding mind overrides matter. Now, man, brothers, sisters, beautiful saints, saints of God, mind over matter. We say that all the time, but do you really understand what that means? If you tell me mind trumps matter, and it does, results trump credentials, and they do. I don't care if a homeless man can heal you. You don't care if he has a PhD from Harvard or Yale in medical science or biology or whatever. You do not care if he's a certified medical doctor if he can get you the results. Do you? Maybe you do. I don't. I don't care about credentials. I just care about results. See, in the kingdom is not a kingdom of credentials. The kingdom is a kingdom of results because everything is based upon the assumptive close. In the kingdom, everything is operating on a assumptive close. When I was in sales, they taught us how to do assumptive closing. So that means that you assume the sale. So you do your sales pitch, like when I worked in the physical fitness, and the reason I was the number one sales guy, someone would come in interested in joining the gym. I would take them on a tour of the gym. I would show them all the features and benefits of our gym. It's a 24 hour. The gym I worked at was 24 hour gym, 24/7. How many gyms open 24/7? Okay, bam. That gym had an Olympic sized pool in it. How many gyms? Other gyms in it had a pool? None. That gym had a full NBA sized basketball court. The gym I worked at. How the gym? There were so many features and benefits. Features and benefits, value. There was so much. See, if your rewards in life equals your service or your value in life, in the kingdom you are right now, you don't know, but this is who you really are. You have right now, I'm speaking to you. You have unlimited wealth, unlimited. So say you're a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, too small. Unlimited, yeah. That's more like, because again, you are God on earth. Now, I know you don't know that you are the vibrational equivalent of God. That's the reason that I have the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, so I can show you and I can tell you and I can provide biological and I can provide scriptural and I can provide non-canonized and canonized proof that you are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. And then once I show, see, remember, you, how can you can't grow if you don't know. So I got to show you that what you're believing right now, living your life without purpose, is hindering you from vibrating in the kingdom. See, what you're doing right now, this earthly mindset you have right now, this limit that you got, that's inhibiting you from offering and vibrating in the kingdom lifestyle. These ungodly companions, this ungodly vibration, you got people that's operating in fear, doubt, and unbelief, and they hanging around you, birds of a feather flock together. So you are an eagle, and you're hanging out with chickens, that dog don't hunt. You are a priest, and you're hanging out with peasants, that dog don't hunt. But you got to ask, don't move away from the peasants. Ask yourself why the peasants like you. You might be a peasant. You might not be a priest. You don't know. Now, you're a priest. God don't make peasants. So why do they exist? Peasants are priests that don't know they're priests. Why does poverty, why does poor people exist? There's no such thing as poverty. So why does it exist? Poverty, poor people are rich people who don't know they're rich. Why does disease exist? Why does sickness exist? Sick people are healthy people who don't know that they're healthy. Why does ignorance get, there's no such thing as ignorance, so why does it exist? Ignorant people are wise people that don't know that they're wise. Why do people have bad relationships? Why does such thing as a divorce? Divorce exists. It's because married people don't know that there is a way by which to live in harmony. So negativity exists because positivity doesn't know that that there is no such thing as negativity, that positivity is 100% positivity. There's no such thing as negativity. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. God is omnibenevolent. There's no such thing as omni-negativity. So it only exists if you do Hosea 6:5, my people perish for a lack of gnosis, a lack of knowledge. There's no such thing as everything that you're experiencing right now is a real lie, because you're experiencing it through your real eyes. Your real eyes allow you to realize that you are living a real lie, but it's all because of your real, which is not real. It's fake. It's an ill, sick illusion. Illusion again means Zion. The S is a Z. It's a sick Zion, which is sick Zion, which is a sick cell, or which is where we get sicker cell. Zion is a city. So illusion is an ill city, which is an ill cell. Illusion. That's what's called illusion. Because you are a cell. You are a bunch of cells. There's trillions of cells that make you you. So if I attack you in your cells, that's why you have cell phones. That's why we've got cellular communication. That's why there's cell towers. Everything is designed to attack you in your cells. Why? Because the mitochondria DNA is inside of the nucleus of the cell. That's why Yahushua came to establish the nuclei, the nucleus, because that's where the war takes place, inside of each cell, inside of the body. If I destroy the cell, I destroy the body. You're only as good as your cells. You don't eat for your tongue. You shouldn't. You should eat for yourselves. But most of us do not. So kingdom living is cellular living. Kingdom living is understanding overstanding and understanding that we operate based upon the assumptive clause, which means I am going to do something called faith. Now, faith, now remember, this is the kingdom lifestyle. If you can wrap your brain around, this is just an intro. For the people that's a member of the kingdom lifestyle or the kingdom millionaires training center, we're going to break this puppy down. We're going to strip it down to the bones, and then we're going to build it back up. So faith without works is dead, but faith with works is alive. Now, the kingdom says it this way. Let's get back to the scripture in the book of Romans. So Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh." So remember, you got to go after the flesh. You got to live according to the flesh. You got to have the mind of the flesh. And then guess what happened? Your mind owns your behind. Change your mind, change your behind. Meaning, you bring about what you think about. Meaning, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Stinking thinking, stinking life. Kingdom mindset, kingdom life. For they that are thinking after the flesh do mind or set their minds on the things of the flesh. But, King James, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. New Living Translation. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So the way that you live is the result of the way that you think. That's what the scripture is telling us in Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." That's kingdom living. So kingdom living is the result of being spiritually minded, kingdom minded. So if I got a wealth mindset, I have a wealthy life. If I have a healthy mindset, I have a healthy life. If I have a wise mindset, I have a wise life. If I have a toe-curling relationship mindset, I have a toe-curling relationship in real life. So the mind establishes the life. Go figure. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Job said, "The thing that I feared the most has come upon me." The thing that he feared the most came upon him. Why? If you hold it in your head, it's going to manifest in the life. Do not, my brothers, do not, my sisters, hold. It can come in and go out. Do not hold a thought in your head that you do not want to manifest in your life. I will stand on a stack of Bibles and guarantee you that is a true statement. 50 plus years on this planned net, every thought that I've held in my head, every thought, not some, every thought that I've held in my head, I now hold in my hands. Kingdom living, the kingdom lifestyle is a mental lifestyle. Period. Drop mic. Exit stage left. Let me get back on stage, and let me say that again. The kingdom, now, the earthly, is about earthly stuff. That's why most of us live an earthly life. We think about earthly shiznits. Now, brothers and sisters, let's speak plainly, shall we? If you have thoughts, everybody likes to talk about money. I do too. So I became a millionaire because I have a millionaire mindset. So why did it take me 50 years to get a millionaire mindset? Because I didn't hold that thought. So we have to break something down because there's a problem that exists in the world today. The problem that exists in the world today, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life in Romans 8:6. So if I'm a thinking man, and I am, and if I'm a didactic man, and I am, I want to know. Do you? You want to know? Okay, you want to know? Okay, you want to know. I'm going to act on the assumptive clause. Now, the assumptive clause means you don't give a person an option to choose. You assume they've already made the choice. So when I was in sales, I said this to myself. I said, hey, why would a reasonable and a logical person with a brain get in their car, drive all the way to my gym, get out their car, make an appointment, come into my office and say they want to take a tour of my gym and they didn't want to join? Like, that's how I reasoned in my brain. So in my brain, now I had a 100% closure rate when I was in sales. Some of the people, the way that I closed them was, how can we put this delicately, a little unorthodox, we'll put it that way. I went to people's houses. I loaned people money. I did whatever, because remember, assumptive. Because, see, this is how the kingdom works. A kingdom lifestyle is the way that I was. I went from, I got hired, basically I was the janitor. In less than 30 days, I was a general manager. Well, in less than 30 days, I went from there. Then I went to the front desk. And then from the front desk, I was over the – I went through all of that in about 30 days. And then it took me a little while before I became the GM. What am I saying? Basically, I ran the whole gym. But I started as a freaking janitor, empty trash can. So what did I do? I was minded. Romans 8:6. If you can wrap your mind around this right now today, you live the kingdom lifestyle. In other words, what is the kingdom lifestyle? It consists of four modalities that I've broken it down into. Now, again, you can write your own script. This is a script I wrote. I said to me, in the kingdom, unlimited wealth. In the kingdom, unlimited health. In the kingdom, unlimited wisdom. And in the kingdom, total relationships, unlimited. That was my definition. Now, you can write your own. But for me, that was my definition. Now, in order to get there, I remember reading this book that said way back in the day, I forgot the title of it, but it was something that it said that the trick to having money is to have money. Or the trick to money is having some. See, there's no such thing as what we call struggle. Because remember, struggle is effort that is laced with emotion. You're not supposed to do that. So when somebody came into my gym and said they wanted to take a tour, I knew that they would not. I assumed that they would not. And I operated on that assumption. And so when we got to the end of the tour, I took out the contract and said, these are the terms that you've agreed to. You can pay the contract in full, or you can do monthly payment. Now, I do this now with everything that I do in the life management system. This is how I became a millionaire. So I always operate on the assumptions. I never – see, to me, you would not be listening to this show if you didn't find worth and value in this show. So my job is to make sure that the features and the benefits that's been provided are not you cannot have a mind, you cannot have reason and logic and not join. Because you take away all the no's or the rejections before they ask. Now, the kingdom operates on the same principle. There are certain hindrances to the kingdom. If you remove those hindrances, number one, no purpose. That's a hindrance. Number two, earthly mindset. That's a hindrance. Number three, ungodly companions. That's a hindrance. If you remove those three hindrances, then the person has no reason, based upon reason and logic, to say no. So in the kingdom lifestyle is a lifestyle of value. The kingdom is a place of unlimited wealth. So no matter what somebody wants, no matter what your definition of my definition trumps yours. So if your definition is saying, like me, I want to be a millionaire, God was like, okay, that's all you want. Here you go. I thought you wanted unlimited wealth. But if all you can believe, see, I didn't want to put something on my belief system that was uncertain. See, I'm certain. Now I'm at the millionaire level, now I'm certain about the billionaire level. So I take it in steps. I don't want to overstride. That's how you slip and fall and hurt yourself. See, I didn't want to hurt myself because I did it in the past. So the kingdom lifestyle is a lifestyle where you walk, you don't run. Notice the Bible says walk in the spirit, and you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You may plant it, you may water it, but you ain't going to fulfill it. The word fulfill in the Greek means to bring to fruition. So the kingdom lifestyle, the kingdom life is a life where you do not bring to fruition any of the fruit of the flesh, but you only bring to fruition. You only have fruit of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. See, in the kingdom, but see, the problem is, how do we get there? That one word, minded. You see, everybody can listen to this and they'll disconnect. Or they'll say, okay, I got it. I'm going to go out there and, okay, I'm just going to be kingdom mindset. That dog's going to hunt, because if it did, everybody would be in the kingdom. See, there's something called a slothful spirit. There is something called a haughty spirit. There's something called a doubtful spirit. There's something called a fearful spirit. There was something called a dual spirit. There are many spirits. That means ruling dispositions that are not, again, a ruling disposition based upon the kingdom. Now, when I was in sales, a lot of people, they would get rejections, and all of the people that I trained, they would come to me and they would say, hey, man, how you get all of these, how you close all of these sales, man? Because every objection I had already, I already have a way to overcome that objection. So the kingdom, in the kingdom, a kingdom millionaire, he has a mindset that can overcome any objection. Meaning, I don't give a beep, 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 what the devil puts on me. I know. I don't assume. I don't hope. I don't wish. I don't dream. I don't ponder. I know God can take off. See, the only difference between me and you is that you don't know that yet. You think, you hope, and you wish that the shizness you're doing works. But see, the difference between me and you is I know I got a system that works, and you don't. That's the only difference between me and you. So the only difference between being in the kingdom and not in the kingdom, there's just one difference. That is certainty. The kingdom is a place of assumption. So when somebody walked into my gym, I was certain. Because the first thing I asked them, do you know where you at? And they were like, here. Then I asked them the next question. Why are you here? I want to know, did they have clarity of purpose? If they came to my gym and said, well, you know, I'm just looking around, I didn't waste my time. I said, okay, go ahead and just look around. But if they said, I'm here to inquire about a gym membership, come right over here, homie, I got you. Because why? They got clarity of purpose. I don't talk to people who don't have clarity. Now I train people to get clarity, because I know the only reason that your dogs don't hunt is you do not have clarity. The universe responds to crystal clear clarity, period. That's the only thing that you need. The Kingdom Millionaire Training Center establishes clarity, period. That's it. But clarity of what, Doc? Let's break it down. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's what I want right there. I want the Zoe and Zoio. How do y'all think, why did I start the life management system that is now the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center? I looked up that word life, Strong Concordance number 2222, Master Builder, Zoe and Zoio, Z-O-E and Z-O-A. Life, not only in this world, but also in the life to come. But how do I get life? Let's go back up to the word before that. I got to be minded. Okay, what kind of minded do I need to have? Spiritual. Okay, let's break it down. Spiritually. The word spiritual comes from the Greek word pneuma, the Hebrew word ruach. Now, I've been saying this for 20 plus years, so this one we don't have to break down. Everybody know what pneuma means, right? Y'all all know this. Let's say it in unison. The word pneuma is a Greek word that gives the English word spirit. The word pneuma comes from the Greek word neo, or pineal, where we get the word pineal gland, pineal, which is spelled P-N-E-O, like the neo in the matrix. Now, that word simply means breath. This is what we're doing right now. So that's power. That's why you're alive. There is something in the air that I'm going to be breaking down on October the 15th. You must be on that call on October the 15th if you want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a totally relationship, you know, sooner rather than later. Because I need to give you the science behind what's inside the air. I can tell you there's power in the air. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to be like, okay, that's great, Brother Will. So what? And you can go back to watching Love and Hip Hop and the Basketball Wives. Why? No worth and no value. You don't see it because I didn't tell you it. You don't know the features and the benefits of the air, do you? If you did, you would be giving this talk. You wouldn't be listening. What are the features and the benefits of the air, brother? Why does, in the Bible, man was made, but nothing happened until God blew the breath of life into him, and he became a living soul. He was a soul, but he was dead. To be spiritually, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. I don't know if y'all understand what that means. That's eternal life. So there's two types of breath. Which one you got? If you do not have the right breath, you ain't living the right life. You live in a worldly life. Earthly, you're not living a kingdom life. Let's go back and read the scriptures. Y'all like scriptures. I know y'all Bible thumpers. Let's thump some Bibles. Let's thump away. The Bible says. Now, biology says the same thing. I've been talking about the different types of mankind. I got a 600-page book. Now, in fact, my book, The Ontological History of Mankind, I think that book is like 800 pages. That talks about the eight types of man. How many blood types we got? Another study for another time, homie. For to be carnally minded is death. Do you know that you can be alive but be dead? That's called the Walking Dead. Where y'all think they get all these zombies movies from? So in the series Game of Thrones, they got these white walkers. What are those dudes? Notice they white and they got blue eyes and they walk around. Another study for another time. I don't know if you really want to know. So we're gonna hold that for another day. But if you do that, to be carnally minded is death. Now, the word death, man, should I break this down? How much time we got? Ooh. Can we do it? We can do it. Well, I'll say we can do it. So to be carnally minded is something. Now, strap in. We're gonna blow some cookies. So to be carnally minded, that word is inside of Marvel Comics. They have a character and the comics.
Thanatos.
Now, did y'all watch? Which one was it? The Marvel Comics. I forgot which one. I think Thanos was in Black Panther. I think. He was in Universal, no, Captain America, the last one, that was this dude, big purple dude. That dude was named Thanos. Thanos is the god of death. Now, where they get that from? They got that from your Bible. Now, most thumpers I know, Bible thumpers, they don't know that. But guess what? The writers of Marvel Comics, DC Comics, they know that. Now, remember, we already broke down Thor, and we broke down Odin, and we broke down the hammer and what all the Thor means. We already broke down Doctor Strange. We already broke down Black Panther. We already broke down all of the Marvel comics. They're telling you something that they got out of your Bible. Now, most believers, they don't even know. They go to the movies and they just like the movies. They just go there for the action. When I broke down the movie and I interviewed the writer of all of the Matrix movies and all of the Terminator movies, and even the, Avatar. Yeah, she wrote that too. And I interviewed her, and she told you what I've been telling y'all. And that's why the year 2020 is so important. That's why in the book of Luke, when it says, when you see the man, the water bearer, go, the guy carrying the pitcher of water, when you see him go into the city, you go into the city. But you don't go into the city until you see him go into the city. That's the kingdom lifestyle. Why? Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom. What does the Bible say? How you get into the kingdom? You must be born of the water and the spirit. But unfortunately, I've never heard that preached. I've never heard a reverend, doctor, or bishop preach what water and what spirit means. Because, again, without understanding heavenly mindset, heavenly language. And if you don't speak the heavenly language, you can't live a heavenly lifestyle. Now, remember, the hindrance to heavenly lifestyle is what we call sin, which is what science calls sign. So S-I-N-E is S-I-N, which means in the Greek, hamenteno, which means living without your lot, without your share, without your destiny. There's a big difference between sin and iniquity. Have you heard that preached? I have. Only when I preach it. Now, you think it's living without sin, it's living without iniquity. That's what Jesus said. They said, Lord, Lord, we heal the sick in your name. We cast out devils in your name. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. He said nothing about sin. No disrespect. Now, let me make sure you understand. Now, there is sin, and it's a bad thing. But it means living without your lot, your share, your destiny, your diakonia, your purpose. That is the hindrance to the kingdom lifestyle. The second hindrance is the earthly mindset. The third hindrance is ungodly companion, or ungodly companionship in your head, not other people. So you got a ruling disposition. You got a spirit of lust. You got a spirit of alcohol. You got a spirit of doubt. You got a spirit of fear. You got a spirit of unbelief. These are all spirits. What is a spirit? We just read it, remember? Okay, let's go back to the scriptures. A spirit is a pneuma. And the pneuma, again, is the ruach. But there's two different rules. There's a lot of different ones. But there is this dude or dudette called Thanos or Thanatos. We just read it. Strong Concordance number G2288. Triple dare you to look it up. Thanatos. Now, the word Thanatos comes from another Greek word that we got to understand if you are didactic and you want to live in the kingdom.
G2348. Tenesco.
Tenesco, where we get genosko, and where we get epigenosko. So Thanos and genosko, those two words together. That's the spirit of death. In the Greek, it means to die. It means spiritually dead. It means spiritual death. So, brothers and sisters, there are some people walking around right now, they're spiritually dead. Scripturally. Let me say that again. You might be one. You might be married to one. You might know one. Spiritually dead. And it's nothing about physical death. Spiritual death. So there's, now we're talking about walking on living in the kingdom because Jesus said he came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. See, everybody's waiting to die to go to heaven. I'm already there. Because Romans 8:6 says, to be carnally minded is death, Thanos. So there is something about this carnal, which is the word we broke down. Again, S-A-R-X, sarx, or sardax, if you want to use that, when you go deeper, which simply means, again, carnal. That means fleshly. That means earthly. It means of a substance that is permeated with blood. Why blood? Because the life, Leviticus 17:13, somewhere in there. The life of the flesh is in the blood. What is blood? Dumbed down light. Blood is slowed down light. Blood is congealed light. That's why flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom. What is the kingdom? The head. What is the head? Why do you think you have the blood-brain barrier between your body and your head? There is no blood in your skull. This is the biological proof of the biblical narrative. This is the Bible. Remember, the Bible is a personification of the body. And the body is a personification of the Bible. Those two go hand in hand. But unfortunately, most of us don't understand. So there is a blood-brain barrier. There is no blood in your CSF, your cerebral spinal fluid. If it is, you're in trouble. Ask any medical doctor. There is no blood. That's why it's called a blood-brain barrier. It's biblical. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually, that's where the word pneuma, where we get the word in English, spirit. So the word pneuma, again, has to do with under over and understanding the animating principle. It means the vital principle by which the body is animated. Emphasis on the personality or the character of what we call the Holy Spirit. It means to be infilled. It is what, again, according to the Greek, a rational spirit. It is the vital principle by which the body answers. It is the life-giving spirit. It is, again, the power of knowing, the power of desiring, the power of deciding, and the power of acting. All of that is contained inside of the pneuma or the ruach. But the word pneuma and the word ruach or the word spirit has another Greek word or an underlining Greek word. And remember, we have to break this down.
4154, neo.
Neo, well, we get the word neo, but it's spelled P-N-E-O, neo. And that's where we get the word breath and the word wind. So it has to do with what you and I would call breath. That's why in Genesis, man was made, but nothing happened until God blew the breath of life. That's why the prince of the power of the air. That's why I talked about the video that I got that I shared with you guys, that one of my friends shared with me, that talks about the difference of why planes are not called engine planes. They're called airplanes. Because if you go to Google and type in turbo or turbine engine or aircraft engine, and if you look at that engine, it has wind. It is a turbine. It is a wind turbine. It's a fan. Planes fly not from injection of gasoline or fuel. They fly because of the air, because of the power that is in the air. I have to keep saying it because I'm setting that up for the series that starts on the 15th. So there is something in the air that comes from God that when it puts inside the body, it makes you move. So we get air from God. But there's a prince, but he's not a god, over the air, temporary. Ephesians 6, the prince of the power of the air. The prince don't got no power. The air got the power. Now, as I talked about before, and every scientist, anybody that's electrical, talk to any electrical engineer. Now, my son started out at UT Austin in electrical engineering, mechanical engineering. Any engineer will tell you that the different atmosphere, the stratosphere, the ionosphere, contains different levels of electricity in the air right now. That's why, again, you can talk to, he wrote a book, Tom Bearden, who I reference all the time, wrote a book called The Vacuum, who pulls unlimited energy out of the air, thin air. He pulls it out of the air. So there's power in the air. So the next series breaks down this power in the air. This power gives you the life or gives you the ability to live a kingdom lifestyle. But there's something else needed. You got to have a mind. Now, Romans says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually, you have this breath blown into the body. Minded is life and peace. That is the kingdom. The kingdom is to understand a particular mindset. That's why the three keys in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is mindset one, language two. We talked about language yesterday, which is mathematics, which is how we express it. Remember, numbers are a symbol of a deeper spiritual substance. So on October the 15th, I break down that spiritual substance that we call numbers. Numbers is actually, let me put it this way, let's just say a powerful thing. We'll put it that way. Okay, what does that mean in English? Well, let's break it down according to the Greek.
5427. Phronema.
So the Greek word phronema gives us the English word minded. Now remember, if you can phronema and you got breath, you have life and peace. Phronema simply means, again, Strong Concordance number G, 5427, one who has in the mind the thoughts and the purposes. It is inclined or purpose. Now, remember, 20-plus years I've been saying this, and I'm going to keep on saying it because the Bible says it, and because I've lived it. And that's how, again, where I'm at right now, I used to walk around when I was a kid and think that this day would happen. The life I'm living right now was used to be a thought, and now it is action. Now it is flesh and blood. Now it's here. Because if you can hold it in your head, it will manifest in your life. Job said, the thing that I have feared the most has come upon me. It is a continual thought, assumptive. Now, remember, when I was in sales, the reason I was the number one salesman, I did assumptive close. I assumed, I held a thought in my head that said, you want to buy. And then I provided features and benefits that override any no or any objection. I already knew what you was thinking. And so I already overrode it spiritually first with my intention, meaning I said every person that walks through my door would not walk through my door of my gym unless they want to be here. Every person that sends me an email would not send an email unless they was interested in joining my course. So I have an assumption. I have what? I have a mind. I have thoughts, and I have a purpose. It's called intention in my mind. Phronema. So to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So the only way that you get life and peace is if you hold thoughts and purpose in your freaking head. It's not going to manifest in your hands because it's not in your head. Anytime I meet someone who doesn't have something in their hands, I know they don't have it in their head because it's a biblical principle. That's a kingdom principle. That's a universal principle that's established by the big G, not the little one. Phronema. The ability to put thoughts and purpose in the head. Now, the next underlining Greek word.
Charles G. 5426. Phronema. Phronema.
So you got to have this. Now, remember, to be spiritually phronema. Phronema, phronema minded. If you don't have this, then your dogs don't hunt. I don't care how much oil they slap on your head on Sundays. I don't care how many chairs you turn over. If you do not have the mind of Christ, you cannot have the language of Christ. If you don't speak the language of Christ, you don't manifest the life of Christ, period. Drop the mic. It's 6 days left. Now, I know a lot of people that do a lot of stuff, but they don't think. Their brain does not contain a ruling disposition. You got thoughts of alcohol. I know I didn't read it in the book. I had good intentions, but I had thoughts that was not so good. Guess what happened? My thoughts override my intentions because my intentions were my thoughts. My intentions established my thoughts. But I just said, you know what, I would like to do something nice, but however, I have something called the lust of the flesh. I have something called the pride of life. I have something called the cares of this world. Those three, them three, yeah, they destroy most reverends, doctors, and bishops. But if you don't address those three with phronema and phroneo, phroneo is a Greek word that means to have overstanding, understanding, understanding. It says in Strong Concordance, G5426, to feel, to think, to have an opinion of oneself. Hold up, time out. You mean to tell me? Oh, man. It didn't say have an opinion of the Bible. It did not say have an opinion of Jesus Christ. It did not say have an opinion of a reverend, a doctor, or a bishop. It did not say have an opinion. Now, again, I want you to look this up for yourself in your Bible with your Strong Concordance. Don't believe a word I'm saying today. This is what I know. That's the difference between me and pretty much everybody else. Everybody else got a belief. They don't know because they ain't looked it up. And if you don't study to show yourself approved unto God and not men, this is between you and God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. God knows you're more interested in watching Love and Hip Hop or something else, Monday Night Football, instead of having a personal, private relationship. What you do on Sunday means nothing. What do you do Monday through Saturday? Do you spend the time? This is worship. The word phronomai means I have an opinion of myself. I think of oneself. It means not to let one's opinion of oneself exceed one's bounds of oneself. What does that mean? That means that to direct one's mind to the thing, it means to seek one's interest or advantage. It means to be of the same mind and same agreement. Of what? The bounds of what? Your purpose, as I've been saying. When I prayed on January the 1st of 2009, and what God gave me, I had no idea of the depth and the breadth. I didn't know. I just thought I was going to make, you know, a couple of million. I didn't know that this was an unlimited. I didn't know the power of God. I thought I knew, but I didn't know the power until I started studying physics, and I started studying biology, and I started studying vortex mathematics, and I started studying scalar technology and scalar mathematics, and I started studying toroidal, the donut. It produces, if you take a metal coil and put it in the shape of a donut, it pulls energy down and around and up. It's unlimited. It doesn't stop. 24/7, 365. Dr. Tom Bearden, if you read his book, The Vacuum, it'll mess up. It'll destroy your life. You would know that this system that we're in is Luciferian, because there's no such thing as a power company. There's no such thing. So that means that we can produce. We are the Ark of the Covenant. We don't go to one. You are an electrical capacitor. That's why your cells are made in the shape of a donut. Each cell in your body, you're just not giving the cells the nutrition and the enzyme, the nutrition that it needs. Your immune system, there's no disease. Your immune system is designed to destroy every disease that is in the body. Everything that you ingest inside of the body is designed to keep you from operating in your true God-given. That's why we have advertising. Why are there meat commercials on TV? Like Outback Steakhouse and, you know, this steakhouse and that. Why do we advertise for candy? Why do we? There's no advertisements or very few advertisements for organic food or clean air or walking barefoot, what is called earthing. Now, when I was a kid, I used to run around barefoot. I didn't even know. We used to eat watermelons. I didn't even know. We drunk water. My grandmother had this pump in her backyard, and we could pump water straight out the freaking ground. And no matter how hot it was outside, it was ice cold. That water, I've never tasted water like that before. And I thought we were poor. We were the richest fools in freaking Fauscia, but we didn't know. So we walking around talking about, well, we want to go to freaking Walmart and Kmart and get clothes, because my mother made our clothes from freaking scratch. I had tailor-made clothes. I'm walking around talking about I was poor, and I'm crying, and I wanted to be like them. See, brothers and sisters, you're in the kingdom and you don't know. You are the next series, what I'm talking about, man, that's the kingdom. The kingdom of God. God is so, I remember like yesterday, I teared up, choked up yesterday talking about this. So I'm not going to even talk about it today. Every time I start talking about it, I just get overwhelmed by the presence of God. I just can't even talk about God because he's just too good. He's too powerful. He's too awesome. Most people have not been in the presence of God. They don't know what you've never been in a worship where the power of God failed. You don't know what I'm talking about. It's great. It's not, you can't explain it. There's no words. All thing you do is get on your face. See, if you haven't been in the presence of the King, you don't know. I'm speaking Greek to you. You don't know. If your face ain't been in the freaking carpet, you ain't got no carpet burn on your face, that's because you have not been in the presence of the King. So you don't know. See, I don't need music. I don't need, it's just me talking about the greatness of the King. I don't need no externals. Some people got to wait for their song to come on. I don't need that. They got to wait for the Reverend Dr. Bishop to say something, you know, fancy. And I don't need any of that, brothers and sisters. I'm in right now the presence of the King. I don't go to church. I am the church. So are you, but you don't know. See, the kingdom lifestyle Ain't got nothing to do with where you go. Ain't got nothing to do with no freaking music. It ain't got nothing to do with no disrespect to no book. But I serve the living God. God has not written his laws on tablets of stone on any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. The word phroneo simply means that you have an understanding. You have an opinion of yourself that aligns with God's design of the self. That's kingdom living. When your mind aligns with God's design, you're in the kingdom. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but that you can't even see your design unless you have God's mind. It is the mind of God that is downloaded into a body of a man. I don't know if you understand what Philippians 2:5 when it says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. That word for Phroneo has one more Greek word, and it goes a lot deeper than this, but we'll cover the rest in the next series. But let me just drop this last nugget in your lap as we close today, brothers and sisters.
G 54:24, frame,
spelled P-H-R-E-N, strong concordance number G 5424. Now remember, we're talking about one word, mind, or minded. So if you are spiritually, that means if you have a breath, you can do this. And we all have breath or we wouldn't be here. So in the breath, there's something that I'm going to be breaking down that's called geomagnetic energy. It reconfigures the divine, meaning it reconfigures the air. That's based upon the principles of doubling that we talked about. If we're using physics, if you double one, you get two. If you double two, you get four. If you double four, you get eight. If you double eight, you get 16. Six plus one is seven. If you double seven, you get 14. 14, one plus four is five. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. 1, 2, 4, 8, 7, 5. That is what physics call, and it's in everything on earth. That sequence of numbers. Now, I know if you don't understand physics, and especially if you don't understand vortex physics, and you never got into esoteric physics, then this is probably Greek. But you notice the numbers are missing, which is the numbers that's inside of my DNA report. And I've been talking about this for 20 years. I didn't know what it was. Nikola Tesla said it, but I knew Tesla as far as like some of his research, but I never researched it myself. I didn't know. How can you grow if you don't know? So my numbers are 3, 6, 9. You notice those three numbers are not in that number, those numbers that I just said. Now, there is something that is beyond the human, most people's ability to wrap their brain around, that all telepathic grail grid engineers that I did in the last series, that's what there was introduction to this series. So the air contains that, and it does something with it. All of nature, all of plants, if you understand it, you can almost restructure certain things. This was all taught in all secret societies. So how do I know this? I never joined no secret society. I'm not no Freemason. Yet this is in my spirit because I'm a 369. The number 369, if you double 3, you get what? 6. If you double 6, you get 12. But if you add the 1 and the 3, the 1 and the 2 together, you get 3. And if you double 3, you get 6 again. And then if you add the 3 and the 6 that you keep doubling and you keep getting, you get 9. And that goes on to infinity. That's another level of physics and understanding and math. Because remember, the book in the Bible called the Book of Numbers is what they call theomathematics and what they call biblical alphanumerics, which is where I got this stuff from, which is only taught on the higher levels. So how do I know it? Something called God. And if you double 9, 9 plus 9 is what? 18. 81 is what? 9. And if you do the math, which I'm not going to do, but if you do the math all throughout, 9 repeats itself to infinity. That's another level of understanding. 9 represents what? God. It represents the power or the number of completion. Now, I've been doing this numerology, but I upgraded to theomathematics because I wanted to include God. Because I knew if God is in it, I was going to win it. The lifestyle, brothers and sisters, of the kingdom is expressed on this dimension through what we call math, but it's not the math you was taught in school. That's what they teach you, that math in school. That's not biblical math. That's not kingdom math. You got to understand the kingdom math. that's not taught on this dimension. It's only taught in, quote, certain societies. Brothers and sisters, how do you live a heavenly life? The only way that you live a kingdom life is that you are kingdom-minded. You have to have a kingdom mindset. Because that word, phreno, P-H-R-E-N, it means the faculty of perceiving and judging. You do not have the ability to have what I have, which is called discernment. Since birth, I always knew. That was this one uncle who used to come around. I knew this certain uncle. Everybody, you know, he was cool with it. I didn't like him. Come to find out, that uncle was molesting people. When I was a little kid, I knew certain people. I didn't like certain people. When I went to Richmond, certain people I didn't like. Everywhere I go, I've had discernment. I just didn't trust it. And every time I didn't go with my discernment, I always end up in left field. And every time I went with my discernment has never, ever led me wrong. It is the power of what the Bible calls discernment, what the world calls psychic. It's the ability, it's the faculty of perceiving and knowing and judging. That only comes from what they call the mind or cognitive faculties. Now, I'm reading this from Strong Concordance. This is inside of your Bible. It's the parts of the heart that's talked about in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 20. Brethren, be not children in your understanding. How be it in malice, be ye children, but in understanding, be ye men. Meaning, you must under, over, and understand if you want to be a man. But how do you get it? By maintaining a mental disposition based upon one. But what mental disposition? A worldly mental? No. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That, brothers and sisters, is what the biblical narrative talks about and calls the mind of Christ. Remember, that word Christ is a whole lot deeper than what you've been taught. That's the problem. If you don't know it, how in the world are you going to express it? If you're a millionaire but you don't know you're a millionaire, how in the world are you going to express or have access to? If you don't know you're the vibrational equivalent of God, how can you put on the mind of Christ or the mind of God? Now, that's in your Bible, Philippians 2:5. The Bible tells us, we talked about yesterday, think on these things. God told us in Philippians 4:8 what to think about. He tells us what the fruit of the Spirit is. So every fruit of the Spirit has a frequency that we can go to YouTube and type in the word peace. What is the frequency of peace? What is the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness? They tell you you need a machine to do that. I'm telling you, you are the freaking machine. If you put on the emotion or the feeling of the fruit of the Spirit, not fake, real, if you really feel peaceful, guess what happens? You vibrate on that frequency of peace. And based upon Dr. Royal Raymond Rife and his frequency generator, they have a machine that does this, and it destroys all disease known to man. Okay, I don't need a machine to put me in a state of peace. Maybe you do, but I don't. I can put myself in a state of peace. Thank you very much. I don't need nobody to hypnotize me. I can think about the grace and the goodness of God. I can just think about where God has brought me from. Bam, I'm there, brother. You better make sure you got a way to get there. Because if you don't, you're going to fall to the dominant culture's machines, technology. I don't need technology. I got spirituality. And I hope to God that you do too. But if you don't, you need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so we can get you there. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Brother Will, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. At least that's what they tell us. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dream, royal dream, royal dream, yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up.
up on my team. Had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till the numbers just multiply, then we can start you building. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of